I should point out a little bit about your background. You're the senior vice president at CGI here in Ottawa.
Yes, that is correct. And I co-chair the Hire Immigrants Ottawa initiative as well.
A couple of days ago, we had an interview with a young man who'd been featured in the National Post coming back from Somalia, where he thought he was going to be a freedom fighter. And he said, you know, he's trying now that he's back in Canada to point out to young Somali youth who have university educations and are becoming very disenchanted because they can't get work in their you know, chosen fields and in many cases professions. And he's trying to convince them, hang in there. We'll convince more Canadians of the value we can bring to their companies. Do you think that can be done?
Well, Steve, we looked at it 3 years ago when we started this initiative. The employers were looking at it and saying, you know, we have a skills shortage, and yet we have this tremendous opportunity with all the immigrants that we attract as a city. We attract some of the most educated immigrants. So we had a great opportunity to say, how do we connect the employers and this talent pool and improve our competitiveness both in the public sector and the private sector, and as you said, benefit from the skills and position us to compete better locally and globally. So we've had success to date. We've had a great response. 33 employers that have come on board from GEM Healthcare, you know, a leading small, medium enterprise in Canada, to the public sector. So yes, we definitely believe it can be done.
You've got to get people out of their comfort zone, though, don't you?
Well, it's a great opportunity. I think people are recognizing it. Organizations like Scotiabank, if you talk to them, they'll tell you that they see it as important to their business. They see it as not only the right thing to do, but obviously very good business for them. And they're looking at shortage. You've probably seen the projections. By 2011, our net growth in our labor force is going to come from immigration. So we basically have no choice at the end of the day but to move on this, and that's what we're doing.
25% of Canadian residents by 2031 are going to be foreign-born. If we don't, it seems to me that if we don't make every effort to integrate all of those foreign-born Canadians into our Canadian society, we do risk them being alienated and not accepting our Canadian value systems.
From an employer's perspective as well, Steve, even though we will have the immigration, if we don't obviously integrate these talented, educated immigrants into the workforce, we basically will not be able to address, even immigration will not help us at the end of the day enough to deal with our labor shortage. And as you know, I mean, if we want to raise our standard of living, if we want to continue to have the great society that we do have, we basically need more people working, and we need to not have people unemployed or underemployed.
So what these companies that are finding it good for their business, because I imagine, among other things, they're able to capitalize upon the language skills, especially if they're doing international business, and some cultural understanding, what are they doing within their workplace to ensure that there's a successful integration of people who are coming from another culture, another race, another religion, into a workplace that is dominated by Canadian-born citizens?
Very good question. They're obviously getting involved. They're participating with us and with other employers, so learning from each other. It definitely starts with awareness and recognition that this is an opportunity. And once you recognize it, what they're doing is they're looking at their policies, their practices, saying, okay, what barriers do I have? How do I remove those barriers? How do I train my HR and my employees to be more aware, to be able to deal with diversity, to be able, for example, look at a CV and recognize that this experience does count, that it matters, to be able to understand it, reach out to immigrants and work with agencies to help those people who are applying and basically deal with those barriers that they see in their own organization, be they policy, be they practice, be they training and awareness to recognize that diversity and see it as a source of strength.
So you've been engaged in this for 3 years now. Is this conference today bigger than the first one? Are you making headway?
We are making headway. We started off with three goals. One was to raise awareness. Two was to identify barriers and deal with them, address them. And third was to hire a number. At the time, we had set a goal of 775. We're at 782 today. We also were only the second in the country to launch such an initiative, so this is new. Since then, there's been six other initiatives that I know of that have started, so we are seeing other communities as well get on and move on this. So we have our work cut out as Ottawa if we want to keep attracting people and leveraging that strength that we have in our community.
Is it open to those who have not pre-registered, or do you have to pre-register to attend today?
We are open. People can show up. Obviously, most are pre-registered, but the door is always open.
Place?
We are at the NAC, National Arts Center, downtown.
Getting underway in 14 minutes from now.
We are. We're looking forward to a great day. We're recognizing some employers who've done great work. Such as Scotiabank, and there's a great also human story from the difference they've been able to make in the lives of the people they've hired, and they've seen the benefit themselves as well.
Hisham, thanks very much for joining us
this morning.
Thank
you, Steve.